Hi, this is Dr. Tizel dictating a psychiatric evaluation. This is Dr. Tizel dictating an independent medical evaluation. / third medical opinion. Under that, we can write capital M, capital C, capital N. Under that, 445 Broad Hollow Road, Suite 336. Under that, Melville, New York, 11747. And skip a line, bold-faced attention, : Deanna, capital D, little E, capital A, little N, N, A, last name Sargent, capital S, A, R, then little A, R, G, E, A, N, T. Under that, medical records coordinator. And then skip a line. And then next is going to be boldface claimant, : Jennifer Weiss, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, last name Weiss, capital W-E-I-S-S. Under that, boldface date of birth, :2/17/1974. Under that, boldface MCN, capital M, capital C, capital M, :1-C, then 440478. Under that, boldface date of injury, :4/29/2022. Under that, boldface date of exam, :9/7/2022. Then skip a line, a couple lines, to whom it may concern, and then skip a line. Psychiatric examination of Ms. Jennifer Weiss was performed at this examining physician's office, North Shore Psychiatric Consultants, 222 Middle Country Road, Suite 210, Smithtown, New York, on 9/7/2022, period. Ms. Weiss arrived promptly to her appointment, scheduled at 1:30 p.m., which ended at 2:30 p.m., period. A thorough evaluation in the form of her New York State driver's license was reviewed, period. It was explained to the examinee that this appointment was for the purpose of evaluation only, and therefore no doctor-patient relationship would be established, period. New paragraph, bold-faced heading, review of medical records. First bullet point, Verizon labor relations. Under that, third medical information release form dated 6/21/22. Under that, bullet point, Verizon labor relations. Under that, third medical opinion request in parentheses, capital T, capital M, capital O, end of parentheses, dated 6/21/22. Under that bullet point, Bell Atlantic-North, in parentheses, New York, job brief dated 10/22/1997. Under that bullet point, MD review type, capital S, capital T, capital D, STD, initial. Under that, request for review received, 6/2/2022. Completed by first name is my, capital M, little y, then capital L, little I-N-N, last name Sawyer, capital S and A-W-Y-E-R, M-D, M-P-H, S-A-C-O-E-M, Verizon Medical Director. Under that bullet point, MD review type, capital S, capital T, capital D. Under that, request for review received, 6/15/2022. Completed by same name, my, Lynn Sawyer, MD, MPH, FACOEM, Verizon Medical Director, period. Under that, bullet point, patient identifying details and demographics. Under that, bullet point, medications, in parentheses, listed from 2/1/18, 5/11/22, end of parentheses. Under that bullet point, med management and therapy note dated 5/11/2022, office visit seen by April, last name Lee, capital L-E-E, well, capital L, then little e, nurse practitioner in psychiatry. Under that bullet point, attending physician statement for behavioral health, in parentheses, unsigned / not dated, end of parentheses. Then skip a couple lines, please. And new paragraph, Ms. Jennifer Weiss is a 48-year-old single female, mother of a 13-year-old son, comma, residing with her son, comma, employed as a FIOS technician. Capital F, capital I, capital O, capital S, and technician, period. New paragraph. Ms. Weiss stated that she had taken off from work from 4/29/22 to 6/13/2022, having called in on that morning to say she wasn't able to go into work, period. She stated that her 20-year-old cat had become ill at that time and subsequently died on 6/11/22, period. Ms. Weiss described that her cat was her last connection with her spouse and her mother, comma, both deceased, period. She added that her son's father died on 5/13 from an overdose when her son was only 15 months old, and that she always feels particularly saddened on the anniversary date of his passing, period. During her time off, she described mainly staying at home and not doing much of anything, laying in bed, becoming tearful at times, comma, not showering, and only, quote, eating to survive, end of quote, period. She did describe trying to, quote, keep up appearances for, in brackets, her, end of brackets, son, end of quote, period. New paragraph, according to documentation provided, Ms. Weiss had an appointment with her nurse practitioner on 5/11/22 with comment that, quote, patient feels stuck, end of quote, period. It described that she was delinquent in getting inspection done on her car, comma, late 1 month in paying her rent, comma, late in payment on 4 red traffic light tickets, comma, hadn't filed her taxes, comma, and needed dental work, period. Nonetheless, her medications were renewed without any changes. In parentheses of note on 4/12, it appears that quetiapine, Q-U-E-I-T-A-P-I-N-E, something like that, was added to her regimen. End of quote. Comma, she was referred to attend psychotherapy and was told to return in 4 weeks for her follow-up visit, period. According to documentation, apparently completed by her prescribing mental health care provider from her visit from 4/29/22 until her next visit scheduled on 6/1/22, in parentheses, form completed, not signed nor dated, end of parentheses, Ms. Weiss was not recommended to stay home from work, period. Upon interview with Ms. Weiss, when questioned about this discrepancy, she responded, since being acutely depressed, she was not able to communicate her needs with her treating prescriber, period. Ms. Weiss reported being under the care of April Lee, first name April, last name Lee, NP, for the past year, whom she sees once a month for medication management, period. She described that her relationship with her previous treating prescriber, comma, Christine Woods, comma, whom she had been under the care of at Island Behavioral Health for several years until her departure a year ago, enabled her to engage more easily to the point of not having necessitated additional therapy sessions, period. Ms. White states she had been continued on the same medications over the years initiated by Christine Woods, which include, colon, Prozac, 60 milligrams a day, comma, Buspirone, 15 milligrams BID, comma, and Xanax, 2 milligrams TID PRN, period. As previously stated, medication record documented quetiapine, 25 milligrams BID, was initiated by April Lee, comma, NP, on 4-12-22 and renewed on 5-11-22, period. Ms. Weiss stated she takes her medications as prescribed, having last been seen on 8-23-22, with her next appointment scheduled, quote, on the 15th, end of quote, period. New paragraph. Ms. Weiss stated that her cat died on 6-11-22, and she then returned to work on 6-13-22, comma, wanting to be by her cat's side until it passed, period. She stated that she returned to work on full duty, period. Ms. Weiss added that she had been able to take a month off at a time from work in the past, having been eligible for, quote, intermittent chronic time off, end of quote, dash, having been unaware that it had expired and the necessary forms needed reapplication, period. New paragraph. Ms. Weiss describes having a very stressful job, including the fact that she is the only woman out of 80 men and has to account to her managers, comma, co-workers, comma, customers, comma, and the union, period. She described having been acutely depressed during the period of time she had taken off, unable to work at all, and was therefore recommended by the union to get a third medical opinion, period. She described that she never went through the capital EAP, capital E, capital A, capital P, comma, thinking it would be detrimental to her job status, period. New paragraph, bullet point, past psychiatric history. No reported history of psychiatric hospitalizations, period. No reported history of suicide attempts, period. No reported history of aggressive behaviors, period. Ms. Weiss reported that she began, quote, working in the field, end of quote, since 2005, at which time she experienced increased stress from her job, period. In 2006, she initially sought treatment with a psychiatrist, comma, Dr. Zaslow, spelled capital Z, then little A-S-L-O-W, period. She reported having been diagnosed with anxiety, comma, panic attacks, comma, PTSD, comma, and depression, period. She had initially been prescribed on Effexor XR and since then had been prescribed only on Prozac as her main antidepressant, period. She denied ever having attended individual therapy, period. New paragraph, Ms. Weiss reports drinking alcohol on a social basis only, drinking, quote, beer and shots, end of quote, once every 2 to 3 months, period. She reports vaping cannabis when not working, describing that it calms her stress and her stomach issues, enabling her to eat, period. She denies usage of any other substances and denies abusing her prescribed Xanax, period. New paragraph, bullet point, medical history. No known drug allergies, period. Ms. Weiss is 5'6", weighing between 138 to 140 pounds, period. She is status post-C-section with the birth of her son, period. Status post-partial hysterectomy, quote, 1 month before the start of the pandemic, end of quote, period. Status post-umbilical hernia repair surgery with mesh placement, dash 12 years ago, period. Ms. Weiss describes having GI issues, G, capital G, capital I, issues with bouts of diarrhea, comma, describing IBS-like symptoms, but states she does not go to doctors and only goes to an urgent care center when feeling acutely ill, period. New paragraph, bullet point, family/social history. Miss Weiss has two older siblings and two younger half-siblings, period. She stated her father was in jail when she was born and she was raised by her mother, period. She described having been raised in a dysfunctional family, having suffered emotional abuse, commenting that her father was a bank robber and her mother a prostitute, period. She described her mother as having been an alcoholic and having a history of some type of psychiatric illness, as well as her maternal aunt who had been in a psychiatric hospital, period. She denied any history of suicide in her family, period. Miss Weiss described having been sexually abused by a neighbor when she was around 5 years old, period. She stated when she informed her mother told her, quote, they were just playing, end of quote, period. Ms. Weiss reported having started smoking cannabis in the eighth grade and at that time couldn't graduate past the ninth grade, period. She reported having eventually gotten her GED, period. Ms. Weiss states she has been employed by Verizon for the past 24 years and has been working at Fios, capital F, capital I, capital O, capital S, for the past 7 years, period. Ms. Weiss stated that she met her son's father while working at Verizon, period. She stated even now while working, she sometimes sees his name come up on various work papers, comma, et cetera, period. She stated that he had broken his femur and was started on oxycodone, comma, eventually having died from an overdose, period. New paragraph, bullet point. Mental status examination. Mental status examination revealed a 48-year-old female in company attire, cooperative on interview, maintaining good eye contact, period. Psychomotor activity level within normal limits, period. Speech spontaneous, comma, normal, productive, and goal-directed, period. Mood dysphoric, affect appropriate, period. She describes her mood as being, quote, blah, B-L-A-H, end of quote, at times, comma, but stable, period. A couple of times during today's evaluation, she was observed wiping tears from the side of her eye, period. No evidence of any acute disordered thought processes, period. No evidence of any acute overt delusional beliefs, period. No suicidal or homicidal ideation, period. She was awake, alert, oriented times 4 with no evidence of any gross cognitive deficits, period. 3/3 object, immediate and recent, in parentheses, 5 minutes, recall, period. No difficulty in performance of serial sevens, period. Insight and judgment intact, period. New paragraph, bullet point, diagnostic impression. History of F33.1, major depressive disorder, comma, recurrent, comma, moderate, and F41.9, unspecified anxiety disorder, period. Rule out F34.1, dysthymic disorder, period. New paragraph, bullet point, response to question posed regarding clinical evidence to medically substantiate that Ms. Weiss was functionally limited from performing the essential duties during the dates disputed, period, or colon. Then skip. After a review of medical records and psychiatric evaluation of Ms. Weiss performed on 9/7/2022, comma, as outlined in my report, comma, Ms. White was acutely depressed during the period of her absence and therefore unable to tolerate any work-related duties at that time, necessitating her to be absent from her job from 4/29/22 to 6/13/2022, period. New paragraph. Ms. Weiss is a single working mother with no reported psychosocial supports, limiting documentation provided for review from office visit dated 5/11/22 and physician. No, sorry. Miss Weiss is a single working mother with no reported psychosocial supports, period. Limited documentation provided for review from office visit dated 5/11/22 and physician statement for behavioral health did not address her reaction to her psychosocial stressors or her chief complaint, quote, patient feels stuck, end of quote, with no exam documented, comma, and apparently in consequence, no recommended medication changes were addressed with only recommendation given for psychotherapy, period. New paragraph, individuals carrying a diagnosis of major depressive disorder recurrent type periodically have acute exacerbations of their depression, period. This was substantiated by her symptoms of lack of appetite, comma, energy, comma, and interest in things, period. It would appear that her cat's illness and ultimate demise, of which she had strong emotional attachment relating to her past, precipitated her acute depressive episode, period. During the evaluation performed on 9/7/22, Ms. Weiss made it quite clear that she finds her job stressful, comma, though she puts the needs of others before herself to the point of minimizing her own emotional and physical needs, comma, and during her office visits with her prescribing provider, comma, was apparently unable to effectively communicate this to her, period. Under that bold-faced attestation, colon, I, comma, Suzanne L. Tizel, MD, comma, a physician duly licensed to practice medicine in the state of New York, comma, and not a party to the above entitled action, comma, hereby affirm the foregoing statement to be true, comma, under penalty of perjury, pursuant to the civil practice law and rules section 2106, period. Under that, leave a couple spaces and sign my name, please, Suzanne Tizel, MD, under that, Diplomat, American Board of Neurology and Psychiatry, period. This is the end of this dictation, so thank you so much. I do need a separate page that's going to be for job function. So it's going to start off as claimant, colon, Jennifer Weiss. This is a separate page. Claimant, colon, Jennifer Weiss. Under that, date of birth, colon, 2/17/1974. Under that, capital M, capital C, capital N, hashtag, colon, 1 dash capital C 440478. Under that, date of injury, colon, 4/29/2022. Under that, date of exam, colon, 9/7/2022. And under this, job function, colon, field technician. I can't read my writing. Guarantees the integrity of the equipment from the company's premise to the customer's premise, including colon 1, comma, install, slash, move, slash, rearrange, slash, receive telecommunication cables. Rewire telecommunication cables and ancillary support material. I think that's what it says. Sorry about this. Under that, number 2, splice slash maintain slash move slash rearrange slash locate fault in and repair existing cable, period. Under that, number 3, install slash move slash rearrange slash locate fault in and repair customer telecommunication lines. Under that, 4, install and repair sophisticated high-tech telecommunication network elements. Under that, basic tests, in parentheses, minimal qualifying score on technical telephone. Ability battery and the capital D, capital C, capital T, dash, capital M, capital C, or replacement tests, or experience in a job requiring the same test standards or satisfaction, performance, period. Work assignment consists of 5 tours Monday through Saturday, semicolon, driving, comma, physical requirement, comma, job performance, and punctuality records with satisfaction. Performance, attendance, attendance, period, completion of training and ability to handle various environmental conditions. This is the end of dictation. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. Thank you. Bye.